Lift Him Up, August 3. The Grand Central Truth. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The Word of God is the grand instrument which convicts the unconverted, convincing them of their need of the sin-pardoning Savior. The plan of salvation combines the holy influences of past and present light. These influences are bound together by the golden chain of loving obedience. Receiving Christ by faith and bowing in submission to God's will constitutes men and women sons and daughters of God. By the power which the Savior alone can give, they are made members of the royal family, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. To love God with all the heart, to be a partaker with Christ in His humiliation and suffering, means more than many understand. The atonement of Christ is the great central truth around which cluster all the truths that pertain to the great work of redemption. The mind of man is to blend with the mind of Christ. This union sanctifies the understanding, giving the thoughts clearness and force. The world is our field of missionary toil, and we are to go forth to our labor surrounded with the atmosphere of Gethsemane and Calvary. Even more than God abhors infidelity, He abhors indifference in religious matters, because religious pretension without genuine religion is a continual stumbling block to sinners. The more cold and formal men are in the religious life, the more they are filled with egotism, and egotism always works against Christ. You may have much knowledge, but unless you are the possessor of true, pure religion, your knowledge is worthless to Christ. God forbid that of you should be spoken the words, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot." So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Every soul may become rich in spiritual treasures. Amid the terrible iniquity of this world, men may serve God so faithfully that He can bestow on them eternal riches. He will work for those who serve Him faithfully. He can humble the most bitter persecutors of His people, making them friends through a belief of the truth, or removing their power to harm.